Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here in Decorcia, which is just between Montalcino and Montepulciano. I'm here with Donatella Cinella Colombini and Alessia Bianchi from Donatella Cinella Colombini Wineries. How are you, ladies?
Fine, thanks.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking a wee bit about your winery and your family and what you guys do. You make wines here and also in Montalcino?
Yes, we have two wineries, one in Montalcino in the Brunello area and the second here in the DOC Orcia area, in Fattoria del Colle here and Casato Prime Donne in Montalcino.
And I presume the reason you do that is because you've got... You grow grapes in Montalcino, and you need to make it within Montalcino boundary?
I born in a family who produce wine from many, many time and in Montalcino. And in 1998, I left my family estate, my family winery, to create a new project. And I'm organized two little wineries, one in Montalcino, the Casato Prime Donne, and one here in DOC Orcia, the Fattoria del Colle. Because this is the my father estate, and in Montalcino it was my mother that gave me a little property with a building that was destroyed and in which now there is my new winery.
Excellent.
And of course it was a big work, and at the beginning there was quite nothing. And at the beginning my wine, the little quantity of wine that my mother gave me just to begin the commercialization, it was in my family estate, my family winery. And so I needed a cellar master to care this wine. And I asked for a cellar master at the Siena School for Enology. And it was impossible to have a good cellar master. But when I asked for a female cellar master, the answer of the school changed, and I understood that for the lady, for the women, was very, very difficult to have good opportunity of job in wine.
Oh.
For this reason, I decide to do a project, the Prima Donna project, and to have a winery in which work only women. For this reason, the original name of my Montalcino estate, Casato, was changed in Casato Prime Donne, the name of this project. And I made also a Brunello, a wine, selected by four women, just to say the choose, the taste of the women is important.
Because normally Brunello di Montalcino is quite a big, robust wine with lots of tannins.
No. Because in 1998, when I began, also the main Italian wine guide, the Gambero Rosso guide, had only men as wine tester. There was no women. And the importance of the women in the wine world was little, quite nothing.
In Italy?
In Italy.
Yeah. And has things changed now?
Yes. Now, in the sommelier course in Rome, one half of the students are women.
Excellent.
And so, now we have two wineries, and the both together produce about 180,000 bottles. We sell this bottle in 24 countries around the world. We obtain a lot of award, I believe that we are able to increase not only our winery but also the region. For example, in this area, the DOC Ocha area, when I arrived 11 years ago, there was nothing. We was the first wineries in this area. Now there are four.
How do you think your wines are different because women are making the wines?
We are courageous. We try to do something of new. For example, in Montalcino, now we are trying the new local selected yeast.
Yeasts.
Till now, there was only two kind of yeasts. The natural ones.
Wild fermentation, so whatever yes. was out there, yep.
And the selected yeasts by the main wine region in Europe, maybe Bordeaux, Bourgogne, or so on.
Okay. Yep.
Now we are trying to produce Brunello with the Brunello yeasts, mm-hmm. selected by a laboratory with an European head.
We were talking earlier, you said that you've produced a couple of trial vintages now with these yeasts.
Yeah.
How are they going? Do they taste the same or different?
No, it's different. It's more elegant but less strong.
In terms of alcohol, lower
in
alcohol?
In terms of polyphenol content.
Okay, so it's not as aromatic?
No, it's not. The body is less.
Oh, okay, so it's more in the body.
Yeah.
Okay. Just talking about a classic Brunello di Montalcino, how would you define the typical Brunello di Montalcino?
The typical Brunello di Montalcino must be good. Must be good and able to age. We are working to produce better and better. For example, now we are working about French instrument that is able to understand the aromatic maturation of the ripeness of the grape.
So you get the grape and you can test it for aromatic compounds.
Yes.
How do you do that?
It is a scanner that check the grape.
Oh, okay.
And this help us to do better. And this is the challenge, to do always better, to try to obtain the maximum in the in each vintage. For example, now the temperature is warmer than 10 years ago. And of course, we have to balance the alcohol content of the grape. And for this reason, the system of the green cutting of the leaf is changing. Because we have to force the vine to produce more wood and less alcohol. And of course, we need also a shadow. And the quantity of grape of each vine must be reduced? Yes.
Even though it's warmer?
Because, not this year, but usually, the less water is in the soil, the less grape you can obtain.
So if you're trying to have a big crop, there's
because the hydric stress is stronger, and we have to help the vine.
Okay. Montalcino is one of the driest regions in Italy, isn't it? Or at least
in Tuscany.
It's dry.
Not this year, but usually it's dry.
This year it's a bit wet?
Yes, we had the rainiest winter in 200 years.
Really?
Yes.
Excellent. Oh, that's quite good, though. It's good to have some rain, I think. I was up in Barolo a couple of days ago. They had a very, very snow, lots of snow up there. Do you get snow down here?
Sometime.
people describe Montalcino as Tuscany's answer to Barolo. Do you think so?
No.
No? How do you make your Montalcino?
Of course, the most important work is in the vineyard. Mm-hmm. To choose the place to cultivate the grape, the vineyard. But it is also very, very important the moment of the grape harvest. Because for the Sangiovese, the rain during the grape harvest is a real disaster.
Yeah.
And so we have to pray for the sun. This is the first.
In Montalcino, you normally harvest a wee bit earlier than Chianti.
Yes.
Is that right? So you sometimes
miss
the rain.
Yes, about 10, 15 days before then in Chianti.
And sometimes you miss the rain and they get it?
Of course, it is a stress to look at the broadcast, the weather broadcast.
Forecast.
Each day, because if the rain is arriving, it is a disaster, a real disaster. This is the first problem. Of course, it is necessary to have the best quality of tanks, of barrel, of everything, because in the wine is something like the Olympic game, to have to obtain the maximum in each thing. Also, the smaller things in a winery are important. Everything. The floating table to check the grape, the pump, the tanks, everything must be the maximum. And of course, the people who work in the winery must be very, very clever.
You've got lots of stainless steel tanks. We saw some normal stainless steel tanks, but you're describing tanks you use in Montalcino as almost conical shape,
yeah.
So they go up to a point, and open-topped as well. What's the reason for that?
We have two wineries, two vinification room in Montalcino. One is traditional, and the new one has a funny name, Win Winery. It means that it's open. There are no wall around. Mm-hmm. Because we are trying to obtain the maximum oxygenation naturale.
The natural oxygenation. Using the air as first element.
Okay, so you're trying to oxidize the wine a wee bit during fermentation.
To help the yeasts. Mm-hmm. And of course, the new tanks are conic and open.
So do they go up in an angle out, or do they go up in an angle to a point?
Yeah.
Why conical, though?
Because you know that during the fermentation, the grape skin is going up.
Yep.
And so we need to sommerge.
Punch the cap.
Yeah.
Yes. And so easier.
It makes it easier to push the cap. Is that because you've got women doing it, or is it?
No. There is an engine.
Oh, yeah.
We are not strong enough.
But if you push it down, won't it just sort of pop back up into the same place?
No, there is something like a line with an engine
mm-hmm.
that push down
yep.
the grape.
Okay. So who
without pump.
Yep.
Without pump.
So you're not pumping over.
No.
To avoid the pumping over of the cap,
mm-hmm.
we will build this line on the roof that will be a machine with...
Yeah, a pneumatic press to push down.
Mm. Yeah.
I've seen them before.
Yeah. That.
You're trying to get lots of oxygen into the wine.
Yes, this is the idea. Is to come back at the system that was used about 200 years ago, with the vinification tanks open
mm-hmm.
in a big area with a lot of clean air. This is the situation that we have in Montalcino. There is no industry, no pollution, And so we can use the oxygenation, the natural oxygenation, to help the vinification.
If you've got no walls and just a roof, as you describe, and air flowing through, do you chill the tanks?
Yes.
They are temperature.
There is the heating under the tanks and the cooler around.
You heat the tanks.
If it is necessary, we can help the vinification eating the grape. Usually it's not necessary.
Does it get quite cold during fermentation, yeah, temperature-wise?
Usually it is not necessary, but with new tanks, it is necessary to have everything the best.
Okay. Quite often, a lot of winemakers chill the wine down during fermentation, particularly if you're making white wines.
Yes, of course, but we have only a little quantity of white wine.
Okay. And what's the more traditional method of making Brunello di Montalcino?
This is the traditional system.
It is, with the conical tanks.
Many, many years ago, the conical tanks was in wood. Of course, it was a real problem to clean that. Yeah. Because you know that during the period in which the tanks is empty.
Bacteria.
Yes. Bacteria problem.
Yeah.
So this stainless steel solve this problem.
Yep.
This is the reason for which we use the steel tanks. But the system that we use was the original one. The grape is picked by hand, mm-hmm. arrive very, very quickly in the winery, and arrive in the tanks without pump.
Yep.
And, of course, many, many years ago, there was very strong farmer that pushed down the grape in yep. the fermentation tanks. Now we have the engine, but at the end, the situation is the same.
And aging the wine, do you use the big barrels?
At the beginning, I preferred the small one.
New or old oak?
New.
New oak and
small the best quality of our wine need of new oak at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And then?
And because at the beginning, wine that need to age need also to close the molecule.
Then the molecules, the anthocyanins,
must be close. Without connection open, because if one connection of this molecule is open, this molecule is able to connect it with another one after doing the aging in bottle, and the color fall down.
Oh, okay. So you're trying to fix the color by oxidizing the wine. Okay, yeah. No, I follow that. So
this is all possible only in little barrel.
Oh, okay.
This is the reason for which we use the little barrel at the beginning and the big one after.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're trying to fix the color by using a little barrel. Okay. And then the aging in the big barrels, what does that do?
For the Brunello rules, we have 2 years. This is the minimum period in barrel.
Mm-hmm.
2 years in barrel. After, for 1 year, you can choose. And at the end of the third year, you can put the wine in bottle. The third year, you need to keep quiet the wine without stress or in cement container or in big barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Just to sleep.
Yeah.
At the end of the third year, you can put the wine in bottle. At the end of the fourth year, you can sell this wine. The 4 year of aging and 5 year with the grape harvest year.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's Brunello. We also had a look around, and you're making a dessert wine in quite small barrels with concrete on the top. I was like,
This is a typical Tuscan dessert wine, the Vinsanto.
Vinsanto.
It is a very, very old tradition. Many, many years ago in the Chianti area, the rich family brought Marsala on sherry and cognac in barrel.
Mm-hmm.
When this barrel was empty, they put this barrel on the roof, under the roof. In Italy, we say in soffitta. In soffitta
in
is
loft.
Yep.
Is the place in which you put the thing that you don't use.
Yep.
Mettere in soffitta. It means put something in a place very, very far
away. Yeah.
So they learn how using this barrel with a white sweet wine that is sweet or dry. It depends by the barrel that you use. If you use the Marsala barrel, is sweeter. If you use the cognac barrel, is drier.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a tradition of Tuscany.
Okay, and the wine we tried was very oxidized. It was very brown in color.
Yes.
It wasn't too sweet, I thought, when I tried it.
Yes, this is my family tradition.
Okay, then. I think we'll wrap it up there, Donatella. I know you're very busy today. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cheers.